thing before we bring the jury in, just a couple witness issues. I was wondering if Home Confinement Officer Joy and my remaining witness, Ms. Ball, could be released for the day.
How much longer is this?
This will take, this is another half an hour. I still have Mr. Stevens here.
We still have to finish any more direct and any cross with this witness.
Right, and I mean, there's still, I'll play a jail call with this witness as well, so I don't even expect to get Mr. Stevens. But. In addition to that, Mr. Deegan pulled me aside here at the break and wanted to discuss an issue with subpoenas on the troopers, and I told him I'd let you know, and he could discuss that issue with you.
Okay.
At this point, it doesn't appear that that the state police report is being put in, and that was the reason I called them in case it was brought in, and I know that they have a viewing or a funeral tomorrow, and so I wanted to go ahead and release them from the subpoenas.
All of the?
The ones from.
That list that you had?
From the report, whoever was in that report.
Okay. I just want to make sure we get the right people. Well, Mr. Deegan, this appears to be your handwriting in this document, and it lists Mefford, Barry, Harper, Serino, Lowe, Boyles. Are those the ones you're talking about?
Are those the ones listed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that the ones that you want here will be here.
Well, the only reasons any of them from this were on there was because this was sent to me and
right.
said he may use
right.
So all of them on there is fine with me to be released.
But I just want to make sure that
it was
Mefford, okay.
Barry,
okay.
Harper,
uh-huh.
Serino,
uh-huh.
Lowe,
uh-huh.
Boyles,
uh-huh.
Blevins,
okay.
Thornton, Oglesby, and it looks like it'll be Deskins. Be
okay.
The last one.
All right.
I believe that's it, right?
Okay.
I believe so.
Now,
yeah.
They left to go to Elkins.
Okay.
An issue came up, and they left to go to Elkins. So somebody need, I don't know whether any of them are still here today.
I don't believe so.
They were to be back tomorrow at 9. Because of Mr. Deegan's subpoena. So can you let them know then that they don't need to be back?
Yes, Your Honor. I believe we can get in touch with them.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready for the jury then?
Yes, Your Honor.
You getting a witness back in here?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. You may resume.
Your choices. That's the only choices you really have.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people will never put up with not feeling like they have some choice.
Oh, they went crazy on Monday when Spike went down. I thought the world ended that day.
I was like, shit, Skype's broken. Oh, well.
Yeah,
that's
excellent. Yeah.
That was hilarious, actually. It was like,
still got Facebook,
hey,
Google Play, Twitter.
Hey, in Ontario, I don't know, about 6-7 years ago, the Canada Post went on strike. I was like, well, no news is good news.
Right, yeah. So how you look at it.
I think that's the important thing. It is how you look at it. I mean, if people have to start looking at things in a perspective where, like, you got to see what's benefiting you and the long-term aspect of how it benefits you. I mean, you know, it's ironic, eh? Is that these assholes in power, these criminals, these blood-sucking, baby blood-drinking, like, maniacs, they're out there.
Psychopaths.
But they're heralded as leaders. They're heralded as, you know, and we've created a double standard for society. Like, we've basically developed ignorance into part of our daily ritual.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, I'll look the other way. As long as I can go home, take care of my kids, pay my rent on time, and not be disturbed, I don't care. And it creates apathy.
Yes. And one day it'll happen to you, and then you'll be like, why is nobody helping me?
Right, yeah.
And then it's too late.
Well, I mean, you know, when they're sitting there with the food tray in their hand in the FEMA camp food in the chow line, they'll be like, "What exactly did I do to get here?"
And I'll testify, they don't want that FEMA camp food because it's got to be as bad as prison.
It's probably worse.
I don't know if you could get much worse. I wouldn't have fed what they fed me to my dog.
I've heard that.
And, or when you got a whole bunch of people, when you have a whole bunch of people all contained in one spot, you know, captive audience, they can feed you what they want. They can experiment on you. They can do whatever they want. They're experimenting on us already with, like, their chemtrails and everything else that they're doing to us, this stuff that they're putting in food.
Good point. That's a good point. I mean,
and that's exactly what you have happening in there, by the way. In the water and the food, they are experimenting with certain ratios of drugs to see how to calm and placate you the best.
Yeah. Well, even MKUltra experiments, where a lot of them were done on prison inmates.
Oh, absolutely. And it is psychological in there, because I think we had 800 inmates there, and we had, I think, at any one time, 17 guards.
Right.
So they have to psychologically control you somehow, and it really was through the food. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's the only way they could.
Well, I hate to misuse the term, but it's like a shepherd, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like one to control the many. And it is diabolical. I mean, like, if you smack every single one of them on the nose, they don't want to be smacked on the nose anymore.
Right. So
they're going to do things to prevent that from taking place again. And the shepherd wins.
I mean, there were many days they would take a meal away from me because I wouldn't sign their contracts to come in. I wouldn't sign their medical consent. And so they would do little things. You know, no shower. I didn't have clean clothes for 21 days. I had to wear the same clothes, just a mat, no cover. They did little things to try to get you to conform.
Right.
Unfortunately, with me, it just wasn't going to work. I just started suing them in their prison court there. I just started suing them. And that didn't make them very happy either.
Which is a funny irony, because you probably know what I find is that, like, most of the well-educated people came out of jail because they actually put books there. Like, They won't give you access to guns. They won't give you access to knives or sharp, pointy things. But what they will do is give you books. And it's like, you think they won't read them?
Right. I actually beat the warden in his own court, the warden's court in there, and got all my rights restored. Your prison rights restored without having to sign their contracts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can only imagine what that would have been like. Actually, I can imagine like a kangaroo court kind of a setup in those.
It was one of the guards. You know, he was the judge. Luckily, the guards liked me because I was very sociable. And
one of the guards was a judge. See, right there. You have an unbiased party, so already you're in breach of
due process. But you have no due process there. Yes. You have no due process anywhere.
Yeah.
You're an enemy combatant in America, so you are an enemy, period.
Yeah. Here we are, we're just trying to bring back real journalism. We're trying to bring back what journalism used to be, you know, in whatever way, shape, or form we can. We're trying to do that, and we're being treated as combatants. Like, we're being treated as domestic terrorists, basically. Like,
look at poor Dean Clifford. You know who Dean Clifford is?
It's escaping me. I know the name, though. Remind us.
Big in Canada, he's fighting the Queen in their courts using trust law. And right. Even after, they're screwing with him for years now. Years.
Is that Church of the Universe?
I don't think so, no.
No, that's another guy. Dean Clifford. Yeah, the name is...
He's the freedom of the land guy.
Oh, freedom of the land.
Straight trust law.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings up another question too, the whole free man on the land thing. That's a pretty big movement there in the United States, correct?
Well, not really. I would say more sovereign. They like to use the word sovereign because we have some case law early on in the country that said we were the sovereigns of the land, the kings and queens. So it's more the same thing, basically.
Yeah, it, again, like most things, is buried in bureaucracy and bullshit, right? Because,
yeah.
Here is a different story. Like, in the United States, renegades travel across the pond, they come over, and then the British come chasing after them. Well, we've always been a British outpost. Like, just because we changed our names to Canadians doesn't mean that we're not British. And, I mean, we were only granted autonomy. Maybe that's where I got 67 from. I think it might have been 67 when we got our autonomy or something. I don't know. I have to look that shit up. But anyway, but it wasn't even real autonomy because I was in the military. I joined in 91 and I still swore an oath of allegiance to the Queen of England first. Then the Prime Minister and then you know, local law enforcement and what have you. It was and red flags flew up in my head when I was like listening to the God Save the Queen while doing my oath. But I mean, that was what was going through my head. I was like, holy crap, you know, I'm pledging an oath to the Queen, which means that my country's not coming first.
Right.
You follow me? Like, so I'm
right.
But I mean, here, I can see the free man on the land thing taking effect because of common law, which actually is British in its origin, I believe. And
well, the corrupted is, yes.
Yes. And that's the only thing that they can adhere to here. So that's, you know, kind of sketchy business stuff. But going back to, that's why I wanted to ask about that over there, because I want to know the difference between the two, because, like, in order to appear in Canada to take back your name, is extremely difficult to take back your straw man. In fact, they even screwed things up for us even worse, because 2 years ago, it was maybe even a year ago, it was Comer versus the Bank of Canada, and they released all debts. Not our debts, just the debts that they signed off on.
Right.
kids aren't the same damn thing, because I still owe my student loan, you know what I mean? But, it's almost as if they signed off, I guess, in bulk a lot of that, you know, and it makes it a lot more difficult for us to do such. And I don't know if they saw it coming, that's why they made that move, I have no idea. I'd have to do some more research on that, to be honest with you, but I just want other people to get, like, some kind of a starting point, some kind of an idea of where to think. The people listening, they all have different skills, and I'm kind of leaving it to them. Somebody will have, like, an aha moment, say, hey, you can look into this and figure that out and do this, and that's kind of why we're doing this here today.
Yes, and I mean, what we've done here can be replicated anywhere. You just may have to change the violations for your specific area. I mean, here we were looking at the military aspect because that's what it is.
You're talking about the petitions that you filed.
Yeah, even the complaint. If you remove the specific violations, it could be made applicable, and you can use the same maxims and biblical law there within it.
Right.
We tried to make it as much of a template as we could for anyone to go in there and just change a few things and make it work.
Right. Mr. Hudak there, he sent me, for the Canadian listeners out there, I got a link to a gentleman who's in Owen Sound, and I'm going to speak with him and find more information out for Canadians who want to pursue this and maybe file grievances and breach of contract with their own cities, or sorry, provinces and their members of parliament and what have you. I guess oath keepers would be the word to use, eh?
Well, yeah, that's doublespeak there.
I know. I hesitated to use it. But that said, look, guys, everyone listening, this isn't about, oh, Thomas Deegan is uprising against Virginia. No, this is about we need to uprise against this. It's a puppet government now, and it's a puppet government now because it's been usurped by the powers. Name any one of the 13 families responsible. I don't care. It just sucks. We can use their own tools against them while we have them. We won't have them for long because when things go and fall into a state of martialism, all laws are null and void because they have the guns.
Correct.
Period. That's right. And,
once they have all the guns, that's it.
You know, and I hate to lay guilt trips on people and say, oh, well, if you're ignorant, ignorance is an excuse and you're complicit in their crimes. Look, just look around. Before you go and say every truther is, just looking for attention, just look at the points that they're trying to make and do your own research. People hate doing research, by the way.
Unless it's on Facebook.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, what we're trying to do here is affect some kind of a change and keep the ball in our court, look, it's not easy, and it could get ugly. But not as ugly as it will get if you're still complacent and apathetic about the situation.
Absolutely. What's coming is much worse than what you've seen so far.
Absolutely, and I agree, because you know what? History doesn't lie. This has happened 30, 40 times. If anybody wants to know, just check your history books. This isn't rocket science, people. Cultures have come and gone and failed because of the decisions made by the state.
That's now, right. The state is not the end all be all.
Well, the state.
All wise.
Yeah. The state could be a good thing if they conform to decent practice. But, unfortunately, I'll give you an example. I often hear, and I've even said it myself, is that communism on paper works. But when implemented, up with a caste society. And it never works because you have haves and have-nots. And it doesn't work because then you have an elite and then you have a non-elite. And once it divides, that's where the divide actually never gets closer. It gets wider and wider and wider to the point of collapse. And that's true, yeah.
So the only way that this our system can be fixed is the laws have to be rewritten throughout. I mean, on every level.
I have to politely disagree with the statement. I don't think it can be fixed. There is no fixing.
Exactly. That's kind of what my point was.
Yeah, the boat should be.
That's not going to happen.
It should be scuttled and sunk to the bottom of the ocean. We got to build it. Sorry.
First thing that has to happen is that the slate has to be wiped clean across the board, all debt erased across the entire planet.
Yeah.
All debt
erased. Everybody is dead anyways, so you can.
That's right.
Everybody is.
Yeah. Hey, man. And you know what? That's a good segue to send a shout out to Thor News with the 100-year Earth Truce. Wipe all debts, and let's start anew.
Start from scratch. That's right.
I mean, people are thinking, I know people are just like, probably just bouncing around in their heads like mad, like, well, you can't do that. Yeah. Thing is, everything's based on nothing anyway. It's all based on fictitious numbers.
Fiat money.
It doesn't exist.
Nothing.
And the laws are conqueror laws. Conquerors that come in and establish their own mandates on the people that they say they serve over, but that they rule over. Like, the people that are in office, that are our servants, they're our rulers.
That's right. They don't serve us. Governments do not serve us. They're not even at the top of the ladder. They serve the people above them.
It's extortion. It's saying, correct, you need this. You need this. And you can pay us X amount for it. And believe me, it'll be good. And you know they're lying through their teeth.
Anytime they open their mouth, they're lying.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the easiest way to know.
Not always. Because I just heard, who was it? One of the previous presidents was saying America will never have to worry about paying their debt because we can just print out the money to pay it. We just print out money and pay the debt.
No, they can't. America doesn't have to.
Pretty much press.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it's funny. Because I heard the exact same thing from a 5-year-old from a kindergarten class when presented with the issue of economic problems. The kid said, well, just print more money. And it's like,
That's right out of the mouth. Their idea.
And then I thought, hey,
right out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Right out of the mouth.
Let's do it. And that's what they did.
I mean, they're going through our kids now and seeing how to run it. That's pretty sad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That almost reminds me of that scene in Aliens, eh? With that little girl. And, was it Bill Paxton? He's like, why don't you put her in charge?
Yeah.
The children may learn better. Who knows? They couldn't do any worse.
They definitely could not do any worse. I don't think the children are going to be worried about depopulating the planet. I don't think they're going to be worried about going to war. War, that would be like throwing water balloons. That would be fun. War would be fun.
Yeah.
Food fight! Give it her ass, I know. But anyway. it's just conjecture. But you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You know. So, okay. absolutely. I was going to just kind of take it to basically to the point now where how would somebody go about the procedure of filing a said petition or a complaint?
What we did was we looked at the three branches of government and with the top of the food chain.
Right.
So we found the governor, we found the Supreme Court justices, and we found the leaders in the legislature of each house.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Latter-day.
That was it on the petition. Just find the highest in, we have three branches here, so we found the highest. That was it. We served it.
Okay. So that's at the state level, though, the highest at the state level.
Yes, which would be what, province in Canada?
Yeah. So, going back to your phone call, just kind of give people a little bit of a relational kind of an idea. The municipal or county level doesn't work. Why?
It doesn't work because it was created by the state level.
Right. Okay, cool.
The state controls it.
Yeah. And it's the same here in Canada at the provincial level. Actually, it's worse, dude. I'll tell you, it's worse. Some provinces have sub-levels. But I'll tell you, places like in Ontario, I'll give you an example. Like in Ontario, you have Ontario Provincial Police. Then you go down to the city level. You've got like in Hamilton, you got the Hamilton Municipal Police. In Toronto, you got the Toronto Police Force. Oh, here in BC though, in the West, it's all effed up, bro. here we got the RCMP. They're the feds. They're the federal police, and we rent them out from the federal government.
Yeah, and they're active also in Ontario and every other province.
Oh, they're active anywhere they want to be active. There's no place without jurisdiction. It's not like the RCMP can't just go run into Ontario and arrest them. Yeah, they totally can. They have jurisdiction anywhere across this country, which is kind of ruthless. I put them up into the mob category because they're like hired thugs, basically.
Yeah.
And they were totally utilized in the false flag at the Ottawa shooting, which we did debunk as a total psyop, total fake. And the RCMP were totally used in that. They were completely and totally used as a tool I don't trust anything they do.
Well, they were supposedly giving some guy CPR.
Oh!
So there was a guy leaning over, and there was cops all around them.